This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 38, Survival English for Your Next Island Vacation.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA.
On today's show, you'll learn three slang phrases used on the island of Trinidad, and you'll find out the American synonyms for these daily conversational words. Find out how to sound local wherever you go.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Aubrey, have you ever been to like a Caribbean island or any sort of island where they have cool accents?
No, I've always wanted to. It's really not that far for me to get to Florida and sail to the Caribbean. I've never had that opportunity. What about you?
I went to St. Bart's and San Martin with my mom when I was in my 20s. But other than that, no, but I love the accents, like the Jamaican accent, for example.
Yes.
Like there are so many places that actually speak English, you guys, where English is one of the languages or the language that is official that we don't think about as an English-speaking country, right? Like we always think about like America, England, Australia, or whatever, but you guys, English is spoken in so many more countries like South Africa, Nigeria, Singapore, Trinidad, and like each of these places has their own English, essentially.
Yes, exactly. I did have a couple of students in the Bronx from a couple of different places. One was from Ghana, and she spoke perfect English, but with this beautiful accent.
Oh, wow.
The cutest little boy from Nigeria, and same thing. He spoke
so cool.
English totally fluently with this beautiful accent. I'm actually a little jealous of someone who has the American accent's not my favorite. I'm not going to lie.
Seriously, it's not. I know. Well, maybe it's just because it's normal.
We're so used to
us,
it.
So it
yes.
seems boring, but like,
it's old
I totally
hat.
Agree. It is old hat. That is a great phrase. I love it. That's a great idiom, you guys. So the reason why we're talking about this today is because we are going to show you parts of an interview we did with a guy named Matt, and he is from Trinidad. He lives in the UK, but he's from Trinidad, and he actually taught us some very cool vocabulary. So we're going to talk about his island vocab and tell you what we say in America that might mean the same thing. But first, Aubrey, let's go ahead and listen to Matt introduce himself.
Awesome.
Well, these are some very generic phrases. You have to understand that the colloquial English that is spoken in Trinidad is a derivative of English, French, Spanish, and maybe a few odds and sods of some of the languages that have been mishmashed together and has evolved over time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it is just like regular English. It is constantly evolving and changing. But some generic forms that have remained, I will use today. For example, Olia.
All right. So towards the end there, he said the first word he wanted to talk about was Olia. Olia. I'm probably not saying that right. But what do you think that means?
My guess is it sounds a little bit like all y'all in the South.
Totally. Where,
and it sort of just means everyone, all of you.
I think you're right. I think you nailed it, Aubrey. But let's go back to Matt so we can hear his explanation.
It's all of you, but we say Olia, right? Oh, so it's almost like we just took those four words and just compressed them in really tightly because we just felt like it would be much easier to say.
All right, so just like a quick little aside here. He said four words, but it's actually three, right? All of you. So Aubrey, that you were correct.
I nailed it. It's right. It's just like, yeah, we use that in the States. A lot of people will say all y'all, but it sounds so different in his accent that you maybe wouldn't even realize that that's what he's saying.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this is a great example of how understanding natives when they are relaxed, when they're speaking very naturally, when they're very informal, when they're talking to each other. Guys, this is a great example of why that's hard to understand sometimes, right? Because we shorten a lot of stuff. Like, we're really lazy when we talk. Like, instead of going to, we say gonna. Instead of I don't know, like, that's a long phrase. That's too much effort. So we say dunno.
I know, and this goes for all of us, right? We're all pretty lazy. We're dropping the ends of our words. We're squishing them together. This, I think it's especially extreme in certain parts of the world, or in certain parts of the United States, right? I know we do this a lot in Idaho. We drop the ends of words. We almost never pronounce the G at the end of a word. And in Texas, that's especially where you'll hear this y'all. They would never say all of you. They're just going to say y'all.
And you know what? I spent some time in Pittsburgh, and instead of y'all, they say yuns, like Y-U-N-S. Like, it's so interesting to me, all of these Englishes, you know, how, like, these dialects are completely normal where they are spoken, but it might sound foreign to us. All right, now, I want to hear more of Matt's awesome accent. I want to hear him use this in a sentence. Aubrey, should we do that?
Yes, let's hear us. I'm excited. This is really fun.
But it's kind of sing-songy, right? So it's like, I would say something of the nature. Let's say if I was saying, you two are recording a very fabulous show, I would say, all you're recording a real good show there, boy.
You know, I love how he describes it as sing-songy. That's something, that's a phrase I really like, and I'm not sure if students know. What does that mean?
Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way, and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Yeah, it almost sounds more melodic, like it goes up and down and almost sounds more like you're singing a song when you speak. And it's true. Some Englishes do sound more sing-songy. They sound more almost like poetry being read.
Totally. And like, I remember when I was studying Spanish, right? And my teachers later on would try and show us movies from different countries like Cuba and all these places so we could start to identify different Spanish accents. And like, it's the same in any language, right? People in certain places will sound more musical when they're speaking. Like, is there an American accent that might be considered sing-songy? Because ours isn't, for sure.
No, right? I wouldn't say anywhere on the West so much. But I do feel like the Midwest, when you hear someone from, like, the movie Fargo, that with the way they say the O's, it does sound a little bit sing-songy to me.
That's a good point. That's a good point. All right, let's go back to Matt and hear how he says wow when he's at home in Trinidad.
If I wanted to say, like, wow, instead of saying, wow, that's excellent, something else we would say is like, ay, 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 that's a real serious show going on there.
All right, Aubrey, now that sounds like Spanish to me. Ay, ay, ay.
Yes, a little bit, right? So he told us this is used for extremes, good or bad. And yeah, they definitely do this in Spanish too. Matt was saying he thinks this might actually come from Spanish, which makes sense.
Yeah, because Trinidad English is a combination of so many languages, not just English. So yeah, that does make sense. And to be honest, I mean, Americans, even if they don't speak Spanish, they even say this, right? Like, mm-hmm. I say this sometimes. If someone gives me some bad news or surprising news, right? I'll be like, oh, ay, 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 I'm so sorry.
Yep, exactly. Or if someone tells a bad joke, like a dad joke, I might be like, ay, ay, ay.
That's such a good point. Oh my God, that is such a great way to use this. So yeah, guys, Americans use this phrase. This is something we use with each other quite a bit, actually. It is very expressive. Okay, this next phrase, Aubrey, is so cool. It's a tag question, like in American English, right? Some people might say yeah after they say something to check if they're right or not. Like, you went to that party too, yeah? I think this is more from English in other countries, but I know it's something I started saying when I was around so many British people and Australian people. So this is something I do. I do tag yeah for clarity.
I do too. And I hear it a lot for sure. We'll just to give someone that, like, we know they're going to say yes. We know they're going to agree. We're saying something that we already know basically, right? So we'll say like, oh, you did that yesterday, yeah? And they're just gonna be like, yeah I did.
Totally. It is one of those Britishisms that has definitely invaded America for sure. A lot of us use that. But let's find out what they say in Trinidad.
In Trinidad, we say ent, right? Ent? Which means like not so. Ent, E-N-T. And
can you use that in a phrase? Give us an example.
I'd be like, let me see. This is a very informative show, ent.
Ent, right? That's something I've never heard before, but it does mean the same thing as yeah, or even isn't it, is something we might put at the end to check that we're saying something correct, right? It's so cool to hear his accent, though.
I know, it's so fun, and he's so right that they use that in Canada all the time to say A at the end. You know, you hear take off A on Strange Brew, but they really do in person at the end of almost everything. If they know you're going to agree, they add that A.
I love it. Man, this makes me feel like I don't talk cool. I want to sound cooler like all the people we're talking about today. Anyway, guys, now you can sound cool. You can connect with people from Trinidad now. But we've also talked about the equivalents in American English today. So Aubrey and I are going to do a quick little role play to show you all of that vocab we've talked about throughout today's episode. All right, here we go, Aubrey. Hey, y'all going to that barbecue tonight?
We can't. We have other plans.
Oh, that's too bad. What are y'all up to?
Actually, you won't believe this, but we were invited to a super fancy dinner at the governor's house.
Ay, ay, ay. That's crazy. You'll send me pictures, yeah?
For sure.
Sweet. Okay. So, guys, that just showed you all of the vocab from today. We have y'all. We have ay, ay, ay. We have yeah as a tag. So, guys, definitely come back to the blog and check out the list of words. This is episode 38. All right, Aubrey, thanks for chatting today.
Yeah, for sure. If we have to have boring dialects, at least we can share some really fun accents from our guests.
I know, right? All right, cool. All right, have a good day, Aubrey.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at corient.com. That's corient.com. Corient.com.